Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sitting in for Lori tonight. Lori asked me to take over so we wouldn't have to do another rerun. So hopefully this is at least better than a rerun. Okay, thanks for joining us tonight. It was really cool to hear from Charlie and Andy in Texas. Really good to hear from our friends there. We're going to kind of give a little hodgepodge of a few different things here. Chris, if you're back yet, speak up, my friend. Don't be bashful. I want you to chime in. Are you there, Chris? Is Chris back from his brief? Chris had to take care of a few things. You never know what's coming up on Chris's end. Chris is our friend from Las Vegas, brilliant common law and historian, common law scholar, and then historic researcher. And we all know Chris. But Chris is under major attack from the enemy, so we pray for Chris. He didn't have anything weird just happen right now. But so we ask for God's protection for Chris and all the RBN listeners. We're not going to win this battle for freedom without the man upstairs. So we have to be, I guess I hear the frustration in Andy's voice, and I have it too, and I know this is a delicate balance that we have to walk. We're living under a massive police state tyranny. What's that, Mike, on the board? Okay, we'll get right to Ken in a minute. There's two minds. I mean, I think it's multiple. We're living under a massive police state tyranny, a medical tyranny, brainwashing campaign by the media and the schools. We know the list of grievances. And it's frustrating because, I mean, what do you do? I mean, we know the police are out of control. They're operating. But I like the fact that Andy, I could hear it in his voice, that he was not going to accept it. No matter what happens, no matter how dug in like a tick this tyranny is, we still have to maintain our freedom state of mind, so to speak. Don't let them have your mind. Don't ever accept it to the point, well, hey, whatever, you know, this is the way it is, just got to live with it. Now, obviously, people are going to have the, you know, go get a license to drive. I don't begrudge people that. And I agree with the get a license concept. If the alternative is getting pulled over and getting constantly locked up, I'd rather see people out doing activist things like passing out jury nullification flyers, and have a license to be able to do that and get around to go do courtroom observing and go to a protest or a rally or something, or go speak at your local legislature and video it so you can throw it up on the internet. Those get a lot of views. Political stuff is hot these days because people want, you know, freedom, and they see it's not coming from either political establishment party. So anyway, we all choose our battles. I also don't begrudge the people, and I try to help them. If they want to fight it, if they want to go with their right to travel under Thompson versus Smith, quote, the right of a citizen to travel upon the public highways and to transport his property thereon, either by horse-drawn carriage or by automobile, is not a mere privilege which a city can prohibit or permit at will, but a common right which he has under the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's from Thompson versus Smith, which is, you know, that's their own witch's court saying we have the right to travel if it's by automobile. And the state is forcing people to contract with them by signing on the dotted line to get a driver's license. So either way, if people want to fight it under Thompson v. Smith and do their right to travel and constantly be in and out of the witch's court, that's a battle I choose, you know, not to fight. You know, that's just, they got bigger fish to fry. I like to get, and if you have to get into the court, don't forget your public officer's law. Essential that you check that. 15 states have a public officer's law, and we've had multiple judges have to recuse themselves to the point where they eventually had to drop a case here against a guy locally on a stupid code violation thing where they were hassling him because he is a patriot and self-employed, like, to, you know, is kind of one of us, so to speak. And he was obviously in the sights of the systems. The neighbors kind of didn't like him, and really super nice guy. There's no problem with this guy, and he was just being abused by the system, like so many nice guys like Andy. I know Andy's been through. We have so many listeners, I couldn't run through them all, and in the whole entire show, I could read the list of people who were just listening to this broadcast, or I've been dragged into the system for some bogus BS admiralty statute violation or, you know, accusation of, and we know where it stands. So we could shut this all down if Trump would come out and say, we're going back under common law. There's going to be no court decision has any standing if it's not under common law, where you have to show an immediate victim to your crime. Someone's got to come in the court and say, hey, yeah, that person could be damaged. I want restitution, and then have it out, okay, in the witch's court, however you want to work that, or some kind of mediator. Usually mediation works real well. Not arbitration, it's usually binding, but mediation is the best way to go. So anyway, there's all kinds of ways to avoid the police state and avoid the court. Use the mail as many times as possible, especially to make complaints. Don't just walk into their barracks and expect to walk out. I've seen people walk in and be held for 24 hours for, like, nothing. I mean, not even a warrant, outstanding, nothing. Just, you know, suspicion. Well, we weren't sure who you were and the way you were acting, talking about, like, freedom and stuff. Well, we figured we better hold you on the mandatory 24-hour. They come up with crap like that, and that's the ramification of having the police with low IQs. And the guys who are good and smart get booted out. I've seen it happen. That one I do have. I've seen that, like, firsthand, like, really kind of up close, and seen good cops get put out to pasture or, you know, retired early. And either bribed or threatened out, you know, and so we lose a lot of the good ones, and so there aren't many good ones left. I hate to say it. So this is why we got to get back to it, just an insistence that we operate in the courts, especially under common law, American version, which, you know, this case, Thompson versus Smith, is a prime example of that. The right of the citizen to travel on the public highways is not a privilege. It's a right. And so we have to be of two minds. It's one is there's certain tyrannies you're going to have to kind of go along with, I guess is the way to put it. You know, most people have a cell phone or something to that effect, a communication device of some sort. God bless the people who are totally off the grid. You're not going to get much activism done. I recommend stepping into it just enough to where you can get your activism done, make it expensive on the system, but don't go out, you know, indulging yourself in all the new toys. They're only going to come back to bite you. And the best case scenario is their track, trace, and database. Oh, and speaking of, let's get to Ken in New York, and then I'm going to come back to track, trace, and database, and almost a comical example of how the corporations are track, tracing, and databasing. So we're going to just migrate on to Ken, and I guess we have another caller. Okay, we got a caller in New York. We got a caller in Florida. We're nationwide here at the RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Let's go to Ken in New York. How are you, my old friend, Ken?
Very good. I'm glad to hear you on again. One good reason not to drive, I wouldn't get caught dead drinking in a bar, and I haven't for 25, 30 years, because many of the bars in Suffolk County are owned by cops and detectives. And you always see a cop car sitting down the street waiting for somebody to come out, you know, staggering or something.
Oh, they don't wait till you stagger. They don't have that. I know a woman, and I spoke to her personally, and she. And this was one of the funniest. Here's a little kind of a funny. I had to laugh, and God bless her. She's you know, middle-aged woman who's kind of lives in the country. She goes, apparently she goes out to this bar, and she doesn't drink a drop of alcohol, nothing. She has coffee, and she plays pool, and she's there because her friends go there, and, you know, they have a few beers or whatever, and she did nothing. Well, the cops just sit across the street and wait for people to come out of the bar. Well, they made the mistake of, and she, this woman's kind of feisty, like very feisty. She did what I would never be this confrontational. And she got right in the guy. He pulls her over because she came out of the bar. He figures, whoops. Quick, you know, she's going to be having a drink at the bar, right? At least one. They can get you for one drink and have at least a DUI, if not a DWI. And when that metastasizes into a felony, maybe it's your second one, or maybe you have, you know, something that combines into it, the felony, and all of a sudden it's no more guns. Those convicted felons can't own guns. Classic example, the Shane Bennett case. I think we got some write-ups on that at Courtroom Watch. It's kind of older, but go back in time. You'll see it's an interesting, very sad, but interesting case. And the activism did help in his case. He got less time, ultimately, after going to trial, even though he was threatened with way more time if he took it to trial. He did go to trial, and he was found guilty, and we could not get the jury nullification message through. And they were laughing at his conviction. It was very sad. That was a New York thing. And New York, like Germany and other societies, South Africa was mentioned by the guest on another broadcast here. Because people get very obedient to those laws. Hey, look, it's this law. You got to, you know, where does it end? Okay.
Well, so speaking of privileges, have you renewed your registration for this year?
My registration for what? I didn't know. What am I registering?
A car. I'm sorry, a car. I just renewed mine.
I don't have a car on the road right now. I've got a truck.
Running.
But I'm planning on doing that in the near future, and I'm gonna have to jump through a
pool. Our great governor, King Cuomo II, I have a Sedona, and I was paying $158 for a 2-year registration. It just went up to $200.
Wow.
He needs another $550 million.
Oh, yeah, for his crackhead, whatever they're spending the money on. And we know
happening. You
know, I do know that.
No,
New York is giving our dollars to hundreds of Chinese corporations to set up shop in the state. Meanwhile, local businesses are going under.
Mm. And, you know, we have a name for him in Italian. It's Figlio di Sfacim. Bob Grant used to use that. He used that a long time ago to get his father thrown out of office. I really believe it worked. He mounted a campaign. He used to have all the Italian guys get on, and they would say something in Italian. And Cuomo got so blown out. I'm sorry?
Is it clean enough where you can translate that for us? Or
it's not really... Nah, it's kind of like means low life, but the low life part of it has several different meanings. But it's nothing filthy. Cuomo, he got so blown out over it that somebody asked him about it one time in a press conference. This is the father. And he could see the veins standing out on his neck. The guy had such a thin skin. That was actually the first time that I voted. It was 1994. He got overwhelmingly thrown out after 12 years of tax increases.
Yeah, well, nonstop in New York. It's what put Remington out of business. What's the status? Did I hear Remington is going? I don't want to get this wrong, but I believe
Didn't they get bought out by the Cerberus Group or something? The Devil Dog.
Oh, you've got to be kidding! Yeah, no, I think I heard that too. Cerberus, which is the word for the dog, it's an old word that describes the dog that guards the gates of hell.
Yeah.
It's an old cultic demon, and it's the name Cerberus, Cerberus, and it's owned who was on the board? There were some very suspicious characters, but the usual ones. I don't want to give names right now, but I think, you know, it was like Bush level, you know, the board of directors of Cerberus is... Oh, gosh, I forget who was on there now, but it was the usual suspects, the globalists.
You'd recognize them if somebody... This Thompson versus Smith case, how old is this?
Gosh, you know...
Is it after licensing in New York?
I think it's somewhere in either the 50s or the 70s. I'm showing 154... I'm showing 154 SE 579, but then I got that crossed out, and then nothing.
Oh, that's okay.
Next
I could probably find it just looking it up. I'm just curious about it because you know how they get you. I mean, you're signing your rights away. See, if you're signing your rights away, but I don't know how that plays.
That's why the state police are being taught almost exclusively contract law at the academy.
Mm.
And I heard that from someone who was going there. It's, they're not teaching them anything else but contract law. The citizen is contracting with you just by the fact that they want to drive on the roads. And since the state owns the roads and has jurisdiction over all of it, you know, they just claim absurdities that are in our way. So, yeah, back to the, you know, we have to be of the mind to both deal with it and live with it, but fight it at the same time. And so, I heard in Andy is still a fight that in his voice that I was encouraging, because we insist and keep spreading the word and insisting on a standard of political candidate and political officer, so to speak, your sheriff, the judge, your local lawmakers. We insist on that constitutional standard at every turn, and if enough people do it, they're going to go with the local people. They don't want to be on the you-know-what list of all the people in their neighborhood. And really, especially in smaller towns, it will help keep us free to a great degree. So keep up the fight, Andy. Anything else, Ken?
Yeah, one more thing. We just got a new sheriff a while back, and despite the fact that he's a Democrat, he came out and said that he would no longer, he was ordering that deputies no longer contribute to the sheriff's campaign. I can't believe that was going on.
Well, geez, what a great way to ensure job security. I guess, boy,
this has been going on for years. I never heard of such a thing. Apparently, they were shaking down the deputies.
I was going to say, the implication is donate or else.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, boy, what a nightmare.
Right.
Well, we must have just done better. What's the name of your county, Ken?
Right. One last thing. Heritage, when you mentioned Heritage, is that the same thing as Heritage Trust? Because we got a park up here, and it says a private partnership with your government. It says Heritage Trust on it.
Okay. Those two are different. I'm very suspicious.
Okay.
The Heritage Foundation, it looks like a neocon operation to me. Look at the James Woolsey, the former director of the CIA, is on the board. I think you know, Christie and some other... who's the woman, the blonde woman that's pretending to be a patriot? And she's all conservative, and I forget the usual
ooh,
neocon. So if it's the Heritage Foundation, I'm skeptical, and if it's National Heritage Corridor, that's a little bit of a we use it in a little different. Like, yeah, these Heritage corridors run all across New York.
I think there's an answer why they're doing all of this stuff, because if you sign the land over to somebody else, that other organization can use it as a securitized instrument, right? And they can use it for loans.
That's right. And they can rebundle it and resell it into more fiduciary instruments and rebond it and create literally billions of dollars out of not very much, out of thin air, as we well know with the Federal Reserve. Great point.
Well, that's the town of Brookhaven.
Okay, what county are you in? What county?
I'm sorry? Oh, I'm in Suffolk County.
Which one?
Long Island.
You're in Long Island County. Okay, got it. Because I know in New York...
Well, Suffolk County is the eastern half of Long Island. I'm about halfway east of the half of Long Island.
Gotcha. Well, it's been good talking with you again.
Yes. How's Gary doing?
Gary's doing fine. He's very busy. He's still a farmer. Oh, this is his time of year. I don't bother him too much at this time of year because I know he's getting the crop in the ground. He's paying attention to the radionics, I think it was called, and also his organic, stuff. And he still, spreads the word, and we miss Gary, but he's really busy right now, and he's doing fine.
All right.
So thanks for asking. Thank you, Ken. Good hearing from you. Excellent call. We thank you for asking about Gary, and I think we got a break, so we're going to take it. Be right back. It's Eric and Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Melt all your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright. Yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We got another caller on board, and if he has a lot more to say than the next 4 minutes will allow, we'll be happy to keep Mark in Florida on through the break. So don't feel you got to jump off when the commercial comes in. But, Mark, we're going to bring you in right now. It's good to hear from you, Mark, in Florida. How have you been?
Thanks for letting me in. I hope I don't need 4 minutes. Wanted to mention... You got Ralph Winterod on your network, and he talks about the state citizenship. There's also sovereigntosurf.com. Surf is S-E-R-F. Sovereigntosurf.com. It's a $5 download. It goes through the history of how the liars and thieves we call government have determined that the disposition of a black man and a white man. And with the Board of Education, Brown versus Board of Education, a black man also has access to being a state citizen, which is a free man, as far as I can tell. And that's what we need to be looking at. And then we need people to participate in being freemen and knowing that the officer that pulls you over is a commercial venture. And if you're not engaged in transportation, that is trafficking and commerce, he has no authority to pull you over whatsoever. anything he takes from you is an armed robbery because he's prominently displaying a deadly weapon while he's taking your stuff and demanding you sign papers. It's a bit of study and a bit of paying attention, but we're either freemen or we're not. And if the people would study the Articles of Confederation, the original 13 colonies forming the United States of America and Congress assembled, that should be the rules of a republic. The Constitution put an end to the republic, which was the Articles of Confederation. So things to study, things to pay attention to, that the average guy on the street has been trained to believe lies, just like me and you and everybody else, and to be polite whenever you're confronted, I suppose.
Excellent points, Mark.
So, yeah, just keep that in mind, because if we're seeking freedom, freedom is nothing more than me letting you be and you letting me be. Together, we are free, at least from each other, as long as we let each other be. It's too simple and too, it's just too simple to comprehend. It's too simple.
Right. It's true.
Exactly. When you're healthy, you don't know you're healthy because you feel no pain. But when you're not healthy, you feel pain and you know something's wrong. So when you don't sense anything wrong, you don't seem to be alert to what is actually wrong, but you don't know it. I'm starting to confuse myself.
No, I think you hit on something very important. Therein, we need to be grateful and count the blessings that we have every day when we are not in pain, when we are experiencing things that are blessings and that are good, or being free from something that is bad. So, yeah, let's count our blessings. I think you hit on something there. I didn't even know it. That was very, that's what I think of when you just mentioned that, is let's just be aware of the good things that we have. If you're not in pain, that's great. Gosh, if you're doing well financially, great. Be thankful for, you know, the simple things, shelter and water source and the simple things that we are given by the Creator.
Right. Freedom is so simple and easy that it's hard to recognize it because there is no pain. There is no agony whatsoever in freedom. But there is the attack when you leave your driveway and you're out onto the road. There's other people that believe other things.
You want to hang out for the break?
Try to keep it simple and easy, and especially if the officer that's pulled you over, find a way to make him smile while he takes you in.
Well, you get more
results. Or he lets you go.
Absolutely. Do you want to hang over? You can. Otherwise, thanks for the call. And you're exactly right, Mark, in Florida. You get more results with the cat than you do with the...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better.
A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Around a little bit, he's got more a few things to discuss, and Mike on the board can keep trying Chris just in case he's around, but I think Chris had to go deal with something, and so hopefully we'll hear from Chris again in the near future. I'm sure we will. So with that, Mark, did you want to continue that line of thought?
Yeah, I just want to add one other thing, and on the side, Chris, he actually probably has some kind of wolf or a coyote or something peeing on one of his tires, and he has to go. I'm sure. But I met a prosecutor one time, and I asked him, they pulled me over. I suppose. He said, "Why should I let you go?" And I asked him, "Do you want me to cure cancer? What do you want? What is it I got to do to do that? I'm not worthy." But I said, "What do I need to get my gun back?" "2 days, it's $250. "Okay." I got my gun back. I went home. I did the 2 days, $250. But I asked him straight ahead. You know, do I got to cure cancer to get out of this?
I'm not sure if it's you were either cutting out or you got to speak up a little louder. Did I get the impression that you got pulled over? The cop said, "Why should I let you go?" Where did the gun come into it?
Oh, well, I had a gun. I was traveling. I had a gun.
Who told him that?
Say again?
And you said you told him that?
No. The dog. It's a long, drawn-out story, but I had a gun and some money, and I got all my money back. I got my gun back. But when I got to meet the prosecutor 2 weeks later or whatever, he's asking me, "Why should I let you go?" And I asked him, do you want me to cure cancer? What do you want from me to just let me be? Well, I didn't harm anyone or do anything wrong. And he wanted $250 and two days in jail. So I did that. That was the easiest way out.
It felt like extortion. Sounds like extortion to me.
But I got all my stuff back. I did that. But you put them on the line. You make them human. You ask them. Look up Sovereign to Serf, Ralph Winter Wilds on Sundays, state citizenship, and... Stand your ground, Mark Stevens. What do you have to prove that? What do you have? What do you prove? What do you rely on that proves your code applies to me? What do you rely on that proves your code applies to me? There's nothing.
Well, and I think pinning down the opposition, so to speak, or pinning down the state, the district attorney, the prosecutor, or the court, pinning them down as to, is this a criminal charge against me? And often they'll say, no, no. And then you say, well, this is a UCC. This is a commercial matter under UCC code then, correct? And ask the question. And then they'll have to say yes, but they don't really want to because then they're locked into UCC where everything's contract law. And unless they can show a contract where you consented, many people have. Many people have signed on the dotted line for the driver's license or for the tax form or whatever. You know, I suggest people keep the contact with the system to a minimum.
They got to prove that you are trafficking in commerce. You are actively trafficking in commerce. If you're not trafficking in commerce, they can't say hello. Thank you. Knock on your door. Say hi. My name is Jim. Show me your.
That's a great point. And if they can't prove that, then they cannot legally. But most people don't know to nail them down on that, and they don't know how to do it. And everything's intimidating, and that's the big illusion and the big, you know, paper tiger that they keep up, you know, with all the bailiffs and the big huge courtroom that echoes and the giant pillars made out of very expensive marble with our money and all the new stuff, nice stuff, and the brand new witch's robes, which have a nice inside pocket now so they can put their cell phone in there right next to their heart and get radiated. I thought that was kind of beautiful.
Well, from my learning experience, my first question to an officer would be, are you accusing me of trafficking in commerce, yes or no? And make him say yes or no. Answer the question, yes or no. If he says yes, do whatever he wants. If he says no, do whatever he wants. Doesn't matter. Get the yes or no out of it.
Yeah.
And if he says yes, you've got to prove it. If he says no, then he's just admitted that this is nothing more than an armed robbery. Because if you're not trafficking in commerce, he has no right to say hello. So if he says no, I'm not accusing you of trafficking in commerce. You know, I'm free to go, yes or no, because this is a false arrest. You just admitted it.
Because everything comes down to UCC ultimately, but they're hoping people don't know that. So ignorance is bliss, but knowledge is king, and we're hoping to provide that here on the RPN network. Excellent points, Mark.
Well, thanks for letting me in. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Mark. I'm really glad everybody's calling in, and it's good to hear some of the old voices like Mark and Andy and Ken and Charlie. Appreciate everybody calling in once again. I think we got 30 minutes left. It's 800-313-9443 if anybody else wants to join in. So if we have Chris, I'm going to encourage Chris to chime in. I think we had a little trouble getting Chris back. So what do I want to talk about now? I think you know what I want to do now. I had this kind of stashed away for the moment. I think that we're this type of little bit of a spot here where we can fit it in. Now, this is, you know, kind of, I don't want to say it's off topic. This is a very interesting clip I found, and many of our listeners may have heard this already because it's been pointed out to me. This is a few years old, but I think we have a lot of listeners who both are either new listeners or old listeners. I don't remember ever hearing this or seeing it on YouTube as I did, and I hate to promote YouTube. I'm sorry, folks, but it's all that's out right now. This is the only place that I could find that quickly and easily. And it's a clip of in the first part. It's a 6-minute clip, and if Mike can play the first little part with Bill Cooper, and many of our listeners will know who Bill Cooper is. He was a Navy intelligence officer who basically exposed the New World Order and a lot of the inner workings and machinations of the different societies within it, and where they stood and how they were related and what their goals were. And I think, and he ended up getting killed by the feds, who created a diversion at the end of his driveway on a country rural property in Idaho. And he had a broadcast called Hour of the Time. His friend Doyle Shamley took over. I've met him. He's a really decent guy. Very much, you know, into what, you know, we all talk about here at RPN. The creation of what he called, I believe, a world socialist dictatorship. And how it was going to be brought in. And I thought, this isn't, I don't know if it's a little off topic for what we've been talking about tonight, but anyway, we got a few minutes now. So while Mike cues that up, once again, this is going to be two things you're going to hear. Okay, we're going to hear from Bill Cooper, who kind of just gives a brief explanation of what's going on here. And then at the end of the clip, Mike dissected out the 2 minutes where the congressman, I think it's Haller, H-A-L-L-E-R, I believe is his name. I might have his spelling wrong. From Pennsylvania, reading H.R. 8791. That's House Resolution 8791. And I had never really paid, I might have heard it in the past, it either didn't register, or it kind of blew my mind what they're saying in this legislation. And I'm going to cut to the premise first so people know I'm going to let Bill Cooper say it. I want to give the premise in case people don't really, the premise is that there's coming in the near future or in some point in the future, whether it's near or distant, depends on the people who are executing it, but there's going to be a staged, phony, false flag, alien invasion where they make the people of the Earth think they're under attack from a foreign, from a something outside the solar system, and they'll all come together under a one-world government or a new world order. And he makes the case really well, and since he was one of the guys who actually got killed, I kind of have to think he was probably right. And I hate to say it lends to his credibility, but it just does, because they don't usually get rid of the people that overtly who are you know, just talking trash or making stuff up. So we're going to hear from Bill Cooper, and then we're going to hear the H.R. 8791. Listen very carefully, folks, here, okay? So, Mike, on the board, thanks for your great work, and go ahead, roll them.
Years ago, many, many years ago, back in 1972, I was sitting at my desk about 4:30 in the morning at the headquarters of the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Pacific Fleet, arranging the information that had come in over the last 24 hours into a logical order so that we could prepare a briefing for the Admiral and his staff, which would take place later that morning. Among the papers I found on my desk was a document entitled Operation Majority, and it was not the entire paperwork involving this operation, but was merely a synopsis of the operation and projects contained under it. One of these projects was called Project Red Light. The purpose, according to this document, was to back-engineer captured extraterrestrial technology for adaptation into the United States space program. Now, I have since come to believe that the extraterrestrial portion of all of this is nonsense, but that the technology is real. I believe that many of us were shown these documents over the years so that later we would talk about it. I mean, how can you keep the existence of extraterrestrials, if they were real, a secret? And how could anyone keep quiet knowing that they had seen documentation, official government documents labeled top secret, that expressed that these extraterrestrials were real and had visited this Earth? I wanted to know just how true all of this was, and I began a program of research to find out if extraterrestrials were real. The first thing I did was collect every bit of documentation that I could find, both from the Freedom of Information Act, from the research of others, from books that had been printed on the subject of UFOs, and of course through my network of friends in the intelligence community. What I discovered was amazing. What I discovered, ladies and gentlemen, is that there has been a plan in existence since about 1917, and probably before that, to create an artificial extraterrestrial threat to this Earth in order to create a one-world totalitarian socialist government.
Mike, you want to roll that second clip of H.R. 8791?
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, this section is classified, dollars to prepare for a national-level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified, or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified, with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified, and or all of the above, in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strengths. Should event occur in urban areas, that's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed, classified body disposal actions shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your votes.
Are you kidding me? I'm. So what are these? And this is now congressional law. I mean, this is what they're what they're operating from. This is their playbook. Who came up with this? Classified number of dollars. They're not telling you how much it is. We're flesh-eating classified. That doesn't. You don't have to have much of imagination to know what that means. It means, and it sounds, from the looks of this bill, like the globalists have planned a two-prong attack to release some bizarre virus like Ebola or something like a bird, airborne bird flu, which I'm sure they have all developed and tucked away. We know that's the mission of the Center for Disease Control, not the Center for Disease Eradication or Disease Prevention. Of course, they control it so they can steer it and use it to manipulate people, i.e. this congressional bill, H.R. 8791. The whole thing's absurd. Underground birthing centers. The Air Force will be ordered to combat the classifieds because of their enormous size and otherworldly strength. These are the words that the Congressman Haller is using. I think his name's Haller, H-A-L-L-E-R. If I'm not mistaken, you can watch that. It's up on YouTube. Did you hear how many times he's like classified? Okay, and I don't think it was much to the imagination to realize what they were talking about. Who's the Air Force going to be combating if they're, because of their otherworldly size and their otherworldly, because of their enormous size and otherworldly strengths, to quote the congressman from Pennsylvania. Holy cow. And by the way, did you get the reference to the new Bill of Rights will be drawn up? By the classifieds? Would that be the UN or with a new commission that's going to be set up in charge of the plan? Beware, people. As time goes on, if you don't hear from Eric the Freedom Streamer, not because they did anything to me, because RBN has, I'm not sure what they're going to do with this slot, but it'll be back to Lori. I'll be checking in once in a while in the future, but if you never remember anything else, if you start hearing this absurd claim that the aliens are invading, it's most likely our technology and of our own creation. When you start hearing that, hey, people of Earth unite and all this other garbage, come up together, come under our loving one world government umbrella, you're going to know it's a staged event. So I thought that was very telling, and hearing the congressman read that bill on the floor and then ask, after, you know, trying to hide 90% of it, holding back the number of dollars, holding back everything that's important to know if you're going to pass legislation like that, and then asking them, well, now that you've heard nothing, could you please cast your vote? And we know what happens. This is how the tyranny is built. It's built out of fear. It's built out of the security state, right back to that benign, very innocent-sounding Washington Area Metro Transit Authority getting Congress to pass a bill, House Resolution 76 of all numbers, that patriotic number, to allow the chief executive officer of the Transit Corporation, if he sees the need fit, to authorize the search of private property that's adjacent to any one of their transit zones. And there's a lot of them. These transit railways and the waterways run all over the place. They're all throughout the country. You can find property adjacent to a railway or a transit air zone or a heritage corridor or a UN Biosphere Reserve We're talking about it. We're not talking about that land. We're talking about the adjacent land, the properties bordering it, the private property. Back to the Bundy situation. What a horrible example, but crystal clear of where the government's going. They want to take all the land. As we're seeing in South Africa, they're confiscating and putting it into the land trust, and the church is behind the whole thing. And that was according to a guest here on the RBN network that's in South Africa. Said the church just the other day called for the redistribution of land in South Africa. And they know it's coming. They know it's going to require, it's going to lead to the extermination of many of the white people there. And whatever egregiousness were done in the past, two wrongs do not make a right. You don't slaughter people and put them in concentration camps for any reason. It's revenge time is not the way things should be run on the world political scene. And I think it's atrocious and disgusting that our Congress and our president are doing nothing. I mean, really, and I don't see anything being done. The squatter camps are getting bigger. They're nothing more than concentration camps. And what they're pulling off in South Africa is what they're going to try to pull off here. But there's so many guns out there, and I do encourage people to continue to exercise their Second Amendment protected rights given by the Creator. Government can give you nothing. It can only take. So it can only be a thief. So always remember that. But what's coming is what you see in South Africa is very well going to come here. I think they're going to try to use the Muslims to do it instead of the blacks, because through Planned Parenthood, we know that they're killing black people on such a large scale. Black babies are targeted. There are more black babies being killed than there are being born. And that means the black population is reducing, as is the white population in this country, and it's mostly due to poverty. And so the economic situation is usually what feeds the early stages of the social transfer, and unfortunately the obvious extermination of peoples. And it's happened everywhere. People thinking that it can never happen here, I think, is a foolish delusion. Anything can happen if you let it. If we let it happen, anything's possible. Any atrocity, if you just sit and watch, kick back, the greatest evils will take over. Look what happened with the Federal Reserve and the police state and all the things we've been bemoaning all night tonight. But we do offer solutions. I think that once I'm circling back to a positive solution, the jury nullification flyer to get everybody shutting down these bogus statutes and these oppressive laws and these edicts from the court that say steal the land, steal the private property, throw the people out, it's next to a heritage zone, go in their private property, it's next to the transit authority. These people need to be replaced with common law loving patriots, if we can find them out there, and it has to be done out of the political party system. And then, worst case scenario, which is the tyranny gets in place and it's difficult to rout out, then at the local level, the juries just have to start saying no, 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 not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. If you can't show me a living man or woman who was victimized by this person who's being accused, that means they got to come in court and say, yeah, that person did me damage, and here's the damage that they did. Okay, then you have a case. Then we can go to a court or a mediation or whatever, some kind of place to have your dispute, your grievance. But absent that, there's not much real serious violent crime out there. If you took the drug war out of the picture, there wouldn't be much left for them to feed on as far as violence, because once again, like prohibition with alcohol, the drug war creates the violence. The violence doesn't. I mean, the horse comes before the cart. It's very clear in every society that wherever you make something illegal, it's going to get worse. The gangs are going to come in, and that feeds the tyranny. So, having someone like Jeff Sessions, who's a drug warrior, in there, is only going to lead to the more communization. Is that a word? Communizing of the installation of communism is what you're seeing. The drug war is very, very communistic, and that's why that has to stop. It's feeding. It's creating the squads of the SWAT units and the special operations units in the police departments that are doing the gun confiscations as well. And we know that for a fact also, once again, from the Shane Bennett case up in upstate New York. We're coming up against the end of the show here. I want to encourage people to support the network. I want to thank Lori for having me on. Don't forget, solutions is the final solution is the jury nullification. Because then, hey, they can pass whatever bogus, fake, made-up garbage statute that they want to pass. But if the people of the community, somebody could get arrested on one of the charges. But if the people of the community are saying, no, there's going to be no more convictions for these garbage laws that are coming out of the legislature, the bar members and the legislature, and they're infested with it. So, because, and it's just lining their own pockets. The more laws they can make from their status as a legislator, a lawmaker, other when they go back into private practice, they've got a whole bunch of stack of statutes there that they can charge people to get them out of when they get dragged into court. So it really is a self-feeding beast, and it all comes down to the courts. That's the most powerful of our three branches of government. Take back your courts by taking back your juries. It won't matter what the judge says or does, okay? They're not going to be able to overturn every jury that says no, not guilty. They'll never be able to keep up with the flood of not guilty verdicts that need to start coming out of the local county and state courts at the local level. So people need to get hip. And when you get people in your community educated, it gives you a veil of protection. So if you ever have to go up in that court, and it happens to many of us, whether we're guilty or innocent of something, you can get dragged in. You want those people in your community who are on that jury to know that they have every right to judge the law as well as the facts of the case. If the law stinks, and even if you violated it, but nobody was hurt and the law sucks, hey, and nobody was damaged physically, then go home. You know, we're not going to lock you into the witch's prison because the judge tells us to. We did have one kind of slight victory up here. I hear they're showing the juries a movie now. They're not getting instructions from the judge because that is jury tampering, and I think us pointing it out in our jury nullification flyer, it may have had something to do with that. I like to think it does. Activism helps. They don't do anything unless they're forced to do it. And I think they got really comfortable with that jury tampering thing that they were doing with the judges telling the jury what they could and could not do. It is unlawful. The jury can do whatever it wants to do, and it should do what its conscience tells it to do. Thanks for joining us tonight on the RBN Network. Derek, the Freedom Screamer. Thanks, Lori. Thanks, Mike on the board. Thanks, John Statmiller. Thanks, Mike Herzog. Thanks, Tom Lockbara. Thanks to all the callers tonight. Hope to see you guys again soon. If you like what you hear, contact the network and tell them you want more of Lori, more of Eric the Freedom Screamer, more of what you like. And hopefully we'll talk to you in the near future. Hang in there, and don't forget to get your jury nullification flyers downloaded at corporalwatch.com. Pass them out everywhere you can.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.